This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. People have been climbing hills and mountains and rocks forever. The Disruptor, which is really only a couple of decades old now, is doing that inside. The climbing gym, as I said, has been around for a while now, but there has been a boom of late. Claire Malone from The New Yorker has a new piece online about it. Claire, it's good to have you with us.
Good to be here, Kai.
So I'll tell you, we were talking about this article at our morning meeting today, and there was a guy who said, I was down at the climbing gym this weekend, and it was packed. There were kids all over, and it was crazy, and birthday parties, and this and that. And it does seem that rock climbing now is becoming something.
It's a thing. It's very much a thing, and especially in cities like Los Angeles and New York.
And other places where actually they don't necessarily have mountains. I mean, that's one of the things you point out, is that like in the Midwest and all over the place, they have these climbing gyms, which are becoming a different way to work out, a different way to exercise, a different kind of business.
That's right. There are a lot of climbing gyms where, you know, there's not much rocky terrain. It's because these gym owners have figured out that they don't necessarily need people who have climbed, you know, Yosemite or Annapurna. They just need people who are sort of looking for a cool, different, alternative way of working out.
And you say largely millennials who enjoy these group activities.
That is definitely the demographic trend that's really growing.
Yeah.
I cited a study that the Outdoor Industry Association puts out where it shows that a lot of the spending in the outdoor industry, which sort of covers a range of different, you know, products and stuff, but it's a lot of young, affluent urban people. And, you know, no one quite has a handle on why, although there are lots of theories, I think. You know, one is that people really like it because it feels so real and so tangible, which is, you know, if you're an office drone sitting there all day, you kind of want to get your hands dirty and get blistered and chalked up a little bit.
I think the best line of the piece was, it's less frenetic than CrossFit, but what was it, grittier than SoulCycle, right? Spinning.
That's right. That's right. Greg Thompson, who's the head of Adidas, which is one of these mainstream sports brands that's getting into things, he told me that, you know, people really just like the idea of also being social when they're exercising. So you can go with a group of friends on a Friday night. Some gyms even have beers. You know,
it can't be good. Mountain rock climbing with beer in you, that's just a bad idea.
That did occur to me, but they're very much sort of marketing it to, you know, you don't have to have grown up bouldering and scrambling up rock outside.
And there is no small amount of social media in this thing, too. I mean, you talk about this 23-year-old climber who's got a gazillion followers on Instagram and the guys who did the Dawn Wall up in Yosemite and how they did the whole social media thing.
Right, yeah. Sasha DeJulian is a young woman who is a social media native. So she shares her climbs on Instagram. And, you know, if you've ever been a National Geographic lover, you will appreciate a climber's Instagram because they're these beautiful shots and there are these people doing these, they call it, you know, dynamic poses, right, up the rock wall. and one of the reasons why the Dawn Wall was such a sort of got so much national attention was these guys, Kevin Jorgensen and Tommy Caldwell, were doing video chats while they were on the face
on the
of the
side
mountain.
Of a mountain. It was insane.
Yeah,
are you kidding me?
It's crazy. And who doesn't love that? And I think it works the same way for regular Joe Schmoes who are doing climbing, right?
Right.
So old-fashioned word of mouth, but the new-fashioned way, which is social media.
Have you ever done it? Did you do it in the course of this thing? Come on.
I have done it. I have done it. I am not, by any stretch of the imagination, a hardcore climber. I didn't actually do it during the course of reporting this piece, but I did it on another story to prove my mettle.
There you go. Claire Malone from The New Yorker. Claire, thanks very much.
Thanks so much, Kai.